The Bob Bell Show.
Should we believe the hype?
Something you can believe in.
What hype?
Well, something.
Bob Bell. Joy 620. WRJZ.
I'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Fridays.
Thank God it's Friday.
From Joy 620, WRJZ and 102.5 FM in Sevier County at 99.5. And all over the world at WRJZ.com. It is the Bob Bell Show for the end of the week.
Friday.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank God it's
Friday.
Pull up a chair and have a seat, my friends.
Friday.
As we get it cranking.
Thank God it's
Friday.
Yeah.
Friday.
Put your dancing shoes on. We're ready for the weekend. Remember, it was a big old weekend last weekend. This weekend kind of feels quieter, doesn't it? Not as rambunctious, at least traffic-wise and everything else. A little bit better. Joy 620 brought to you by Your Ticket to Travel today. By the way, a week from today, we're going to announce the winner of the big Joy 620 WRJZ Summer Getaway. It's two tickets to the Ark Encounter, two tickets also to see the Creation Museum and also accommodations at a hotel nearby, upon availability, that is. But a great way for you to go see some great, wonderful attractions. For Your Ticket to Travel, Vicky Ombi's pulled all that together. So we have today and then four other days next week, Monday through Thursday, that we'll take qualifiers and have the big drawing on Friday, 1 week from today. Meanwhile, it is muggy out there, 73 degrees. It is sticky, so we have a lot going on. It's going to be fantastic. Coming up on August 16th, we're going to get you to mark your calendars as you will be invited to see a special documentary. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a few moments. Right here from Joy 620, WRJZ. It is Friday. It is July 8th, 2022. And as we get started today, the sun is out. Oh, wow. It's going to be hot. We're going to also have a chance for you to win a free backyard burger, the prayers of Chuck Swindoll from the special prayer book, and then a free oil change from Friends Alignment. We'll play Andy Griffith Show trivia in about a half hour or so. With that said, we'll also qualify you, the winner, to have won a qualifying spot for what we just spoke of, the Joy 620 Getaway. The only way that you could qualify is by listening to WRJZ and the Bob Bell Show between 6 and 8 in the morning. You have to be one of the winners. So since the middle of June till now, we have all of our qualifiers in one place. They're all lined up, ready to go. And then at the end of the show, or relatively toward the end of the show next week, we'll pick one of those to be the final winner of the Ark Encounter tickets for two, as well as the tickets for the Creation Museum. All right? Good to go and ready to launch. That's what we are. 7:10, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock at Joy 620. Coming up on Tony Evans and The Alternative very soon, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, brought to you by the Log Cabin Pancake House. Tony's going to be talking about taking you through testing before he takes you to a blessing. You don't just get blessed because you say it's supposed to be so. He purposely takes you through a blessing after he's taken you through a testing. The testing has to become not to reveal to him something, but to reveal to you what you have in your heart. What's going on? So here's a portion of what you're going to hear tomorrow on the Bob Bell Show.
And I'm going to allow you to go through a hot, dry testing season, because I'm going to see what you're going to do. I'm going to see whether you're going to believe you, your friends, your neighbors, or me. And your development will come. And when your development comes, your destiny will be experienced. Now, let me tell you something about your destiny now. While God is working on our development, he is also fixing up our destiny. The Bible says, he told his people, when you arrive at the promised land, there will be wells that you did not dig. There will be land that you did not farm. I will will set it up, and I'm going to use the sinners to do it.
There you are. Coming up tomorrow at 8 o'clock, Dr. Tony Evans, The Alternative, brought to you by the Log Cabin Pancake House in Gatlinburg. Now, a few months ago, Meg and I went to the log cabin. You would swear, and I don't swear, but you would swear by the time you got to traffic light number 8 in Gatlinburg, you can smell it. I'm talking about bacon, sausage, you know, all the good stuff I really need. French toast, pancakes. Pancake house, by the way. Listen, there's a million pancake houses up there. You know that. There's only one log cabin pancake house. There's people say, well, we were the original. We're the... No. I've known Linda Husky for a number of years. Well, for 29 years from here. But also way before that, the log cabin pancake house was a part of our landscape here in East Tennessee. They're just a part of who you are. I love those people. They're fantastic. But they believe in their heart that teaching the Word of God is extremely important. So for years, we couldn't have The Alternative on unless it was for their sponsorship. But because of their sponsorship, not only do we have The Alternative on, we also have Erwin Lutzer's big one-hour program every Sunday morning on. So 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, you hear Erwin Lutzer's, it's not Running to Win, but it's a worship service from Moody Bible Church with him delivering the message. And then you hear on every Saturday morning, Tony Evans and The Alternative, just like you have for a number of years. That's what the partnership looks like at Joy 620 WRJZ. It's 7:13, 13 minutes after 7 o'clock. I'm going to move him up to the microphone, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Joslin in studio with us. What's up, brother?
How you doing, Bob?
Hey, man. If I was any better, they'd have to give me a haircut. So look at this guy. So tell me, we were talking on the phone just the other day because some people were kind enough to get us in touch with one another. And I could vaguely remember you from 40 years ago, but can I
That's
believe?
Been a long time.
It's been a minute, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm old. And back then, I did a lot of drugs, so I can't remember stuff. Mm. But I remember your face, and I remember who you are. I remember watching you play. But you came in contact with Coach Sparks where and how?
Well, it happened in high school in 1977, because mm-hmm. Sparks came in. Bill Glabo had retired.
At Farragut.
Mm-hmm. And we were sitting in the gym, and here comes this young blonde-headed coach.
And he was young.
Oh, he was 36,
yeah, I think. he was just a kid back
yeah.
then.
And so he had come into the gym and said, basically said, things are going to change. and I thought, okay, well, you know, normal kind of stuff that coaches do, and they change
sure,
things.
Sure, that's coach speak. I mean, of course but, things are going to change.
But what he did, I mean, he started this whole campaign of a stadium, you know, went from the old Farragut to the new Farragut.
Yeah,
they had the new,
for
new,
sure.
new school, and then started the new stadium, a booster club. He had the officers.
He wanted to do things right.
Yeah, and then he, when he would talk to us, he'd say things, how's your heart?
He sure would.
And I'm like, well, I'm okay physically. You know, and
it's most beating.
People, you know, when most people talk to people, they'll say, how you doing?
Right.
And so people say, oh, well, they'll say, fine. But when he would say, how's your heart, he wasn't looking about how, you know, where you were, you know. I want to get in your heart. I want to get in and find what's going on in your life.
And he really was interested.
He was. He started, I could remember because, I mean, I was a sophomore, but I don't remember FCA being there until Coach Sparks really pushed it because we would have FCA at his house. And so, obviously, you know, football players want to go because girls are there, you know?
Well, I got to tell you, the only reason I went to the FCA in 1979, 1980 at Seymour High School, because that's where all the cute cheerleaders were, for sure.
That's right.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, but I do remember going to Gibbs Hall and picking up this guy that was 6'6" and about 295 pounds, and it was Reggie White.
Oh, yeah.
And stuffed him into my car. He was a year and a half older than me, and this other fellow and me were charged to go get him because we were being recruited by Tennessee. Mm-hmm. So we went and got him. And he didn't have a car of his own. There was no NIL deals, of course. He was wearing white socks, penny loafers. He had pants that were too tight, about two sizes, and an old John-looking farmer shirt. But he was a big smile on his face. He was just glad to get out of the dorm.
Yeah.
And we took him to an FCA meeting, and he spoke to us. He really rocked my world. He was one of the first people to witness to me. But before that, I'd seen Coach Sparks up at Carson Newman. And this is before he took over as head coach, but right before. But he had a chart or something, I don't know, a big book with a bunch of names in it and some descriptions of who he's looking for. And I was in there, and he said, before he said anything else, though, he goes, "How's your heart?" And I said, "Well, I'm doing good." Mm-hmm. "How are you doing?" You know, I didn't know what else to say. But he said, "No, I mean, where are you spiritually?" And I said, "Well, I go to church." I mean, I didn't know. I wouldn't have known Jesus if he slapped me in the face. Right. So that's where I was, and he gave me an introduction. So I see, you know, at Farragut a few years before that, same thing was going on. And then he built a powerhouse there. Because he did things with excellence, but he did things as unto the Lord, didn't he?
Well, you know, he would always say, you know, the scoreboard will take care of itself.
Right.
If I will help these guys to understand what your purpose is, why you're here, and understand that who you're supposed to play for, then it will change the game. Mm-hmm. And it did, because he was like the Billy Graham of the coaches.
For sure. He was an evangelist.
Yeah.
For sure. All the way up until the moment he died, by the way. Literally, he was texting people on his deathbed to make sure that they belonged to Christ.
Yep.
I don't know what to say. Jeff Joslin, it's a pleasure to have you here. We got some big news to talk about, too.
That's good.
Also, you're going to help us give away a qualifying spot for this summer getaway I've been talking about. So.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to help us, but, you know.
I'll be glad to.
But you're going to. 18 minutes after 7 o'clock, brought to you by Your Ticket to Travel. Go to yourtickettotravel.com. We'll be back with more of Jeff Joslin. Big news about a documentary we need to see. It's a discipleship documentary, and you need to see it. Fact is, we need to pack the house, and we're going to do it. Right here for Joy 620, we'll tell you about it after traffic and weather.
What is this all about?
The Bob Bell Show.
You know, he got to be a genius.
And he shares it with you.
Joy 620.
WRJZ.
Come on, take a free ride.
Yeah, man.
Come on and get by my side.
724.
Come on and take a free ride.
Joy 620 WRJZ with Bob Bell and Jeff Joslin. Jeff Joslin, formerly of the University of Tennessee. Carson Newman University. It's back when we call it Carson Newman College back then. I got Coach Sparks' signature on a helmet that he gave us some years ago when we started carrying Carson Newman Eagle football. This is sometime during the 90s. And he put 1 Peter 5, 5 through 11. So just to read it to you on the air, Jeff Joslin. Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older, all of you. Clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. I've heard him quote that several times over and over, even on the field. When you start beating your chest and things like that, that really has an impact and had an impact on me watching him run up to somebody's face. I went and watched a practice on my official visit, and he quoted that verse to somebody as they were acting all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was basically telling, no, you haven't done anything yet. And I thought, this is a great life lesson, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, there was only a couple of times that ever Coach Sparks even raised his voices.
He didn't have to.
You know, there was one guy, he didn't want the quarterbacks to be hit. And one of the guys said, I want to hit the quarterback. Why can't we hit the quarterback? And here comes Coach Sparks, and bam, you know, you don't say that to a coach. And he grabbed his helmet, pushed him to the ground, and said, "This is what we're here, and we're here for the team, and it's not about you, and it's about bringing God the glory, and you're not doing that right now."
And he was preaching him a hard sermon, is what you were saying.
And it's funny, because the same thing happened at Carson Newman. There was a guy that kicked another guy, and the same thing happened. And
he was consistent in his response, wasn't he?
Yeah. But it was funny, because the guy that did it was from Farragut, so he already knew.
He knew what you're...
Yeah.
This is what you're going to get, son. You should have known better. So, now, Jeff, tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me what position you played for everybody else that don't know, you know, what you were doing, what your trek was. You went to the University of Tennessee first, and how that turned out.
Well, I was a third-string quarterback at Farragut, because it was Will Garland and Stan Cotton.
Stan Cotton.
And Stan.
Who, by the way, broadcast Carson Newman Eagle football when we first started in 1993.
Right. Yeah, and he's at Wake Forest. I think he's the guy still there now.
He's actually getting ready to retire. He's been there so long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's getting ready to hang it up.
He's in our documentary.
So he's awesome.
Yeah. And so we had this team with Bill Bates and all these senior teams. In 1978, we actually 1977, we had a 10-1 season.
Right.
And I think Stan was a quarterback at that time. And then 1978, it was an all-senior team, including Bill Bates and those guys,
yeah.
Bill Garland. And I was third string. What August, we went to Sewanee at the fall camp, and Stan blew his knee out.
Yeah.
Coach Dyer was there and came over to Coach Sparks and said, I think you need to put Jeff Charleston at first string and Will Garland to be the receiver.
Uh-huh.
And I was scared.
Both of y'all were really good athletes.
It's just one of those things that he thought that I could do a little bit better agility-wise with this. But Will...
And you ran the Veer, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's a downhill running
offense.
It's incredible.
Yep. And so I was the only junior on that team starting. And we went 1978 that season, went to the playoffs, got beaten double overtime with Red Bank.
Chattanooga Red Bank.
And there were 15 guys that signed major scholarships.
Yeah.
Year. I mean, four came to UT, Bill Bates and Jeff York, DiMatteo, Rusty Rennie.
Remember that?
And excuse me. And so we had a great season the next year. And then I was recruited all over the place in the South. Got offer from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about going to Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Sparks had a great relationship with McIntyre from Vanderbilt.
Uh-huh.
Was really pushing him with me, but Coach Sparks was leaving, and he wouldn't tell me where he was going.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "I want you, because I know if I tell you where I'm going, you'll probably want to go." And he says, "I want you to go where God wants you to be."
Wow.
And
that's him humbling himself before the Lord.
Yeah.
He practiced what he preached.
I mean, he could have pushed me.
Right. And or just barely nudged you.
Yeah.
But he chose not to.
But he left it up, to me. And when I was, I was blood orange.
Like me. I remember I grew up that way.
Yeah. I mean, who
we were kids. It wasn't about NIL deals. It wasn't about hanging out at the smoothie store.
Yep.
It was about, man, I want to run through that team.
That's right. And so I signed there along with Jeff McMichael, a lot of
my doctor.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And 15 other quarterbacks.
Right.
Were signed. Daryl Dickey, Alan Cockrell, Derek Gentry from
was Steve Alatorre already there?
No, he got that was the year he came because
right.
he was a junior college
right.
transfer.
That's right.
Excuse me, I got some.
That's all right.
And so my freshman year, I broke my collarbone in a game, and because the next play, I was about to be pulled out to play probably against, I think it was Georgia.
Right.
And the next play, I broke my collarbone. And
in a freshman game.
In a freshman game.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then I came back, and Coach Majors talked to me about, we can put you in there a couple of minutes, or you can get redshirted. So I said, let's get a redshirt.
Yeah.
And so it gave me some time to think, and then all of a sudden, it was time to move.
And God orchestrated it.
Yeah, and it was a great story behind that, too. So
more coming up in just a few minutes. We got a news break at Joy 620 WRJZ, the Andy Griffith Show trivia. Everybody's been waiting on. Qualifying for the summer getaway, two tickets to the Ark Encounter, two tickets to the Creation Museum, and free accommodations. We got that all lined up for you. We're going to give it away next week. Right here, Joy 620 WRJZ. It's the Bob Bell Show. The news brought to you by LB Chase Mechanical.
Bell, the man who will speak at any men's breakfast as long as the eggs are hot.
Hey, good morning. It's now 7:36. Yeah, we're playing some 80s music because Jocelyn and I remember that stuff. Because we were kids and we were already we thought we were grown up. 7:36, 24 minutes now away from 8 o'clock. The Joy 620 WRJZ, we're brought to you by Your Ticket to Travel today. YourTicketToTravel.com with Vicki Owenby, as you heard Marshall say, has done worlds for a lot of people. Fact is, she has gotten people to go to mission trips in situations they didn't think they'd be able to put together a trip, especially when it's, you're talking about 8, 9, 10 people. But she's orchestrated it. She's an expert at that. A lot of other travel agencies shy away from that. She does not. Now, she'll get you and your wife, Jeff, and she'll send you to a wonderful place, save you thousands of dollars because she does all the work ahead of time, getting the very best travel ways and getting the very best plane rides and the very best deals and get you to a Sandals resort or something, you know, where you can relax, where you don't have to worry about all that stuff. And you're not paying her. They're paying her. But she makes it happen for you. I love this. It's a great business. A week from today, we'll announce the winner to the Ark Encounter and the Creation Museum. So she's gone several times now. And she's just enamored with it. And I've not been to the Ark Encounter either, Jeff. You said you hadn't been either.
No.
We got to go sometime. Because I'll tell you something. We will be enamored with what we see. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful ingenuity that is a boat that was made according to the specs described in the Bible that was written down. And Noah was specifically told what to do. But it's fantastic. So all of that. You'll have a chance to qualify for that, Mr. Listener, Mrs. Listener. All you have to do is be listening right now, Joy 620, WRJZ. And you get a chance to answer this question from the Andy Griffith Show Trivia Lore.
It's time for Andy Griffith Show Trivia. Brought to you by Fred's Alignment and Service Center. Now, here's your quiz master, Bob Bell.
So you get a free oil change from Fred's Alignment, that's first. Then you get a free backyard burger hot off the grill from Backyard Burgers. Then the book, The Prayer, The Prayers of Charles R. Swindoll, Chuck Swindoll. Those are all yours, for sure. But then we'll put you in the running to win the big drawing a week from today. 7:38 at Joy 620 WRJZ. Here is the question. What was the name of the man with a silver hat that Opie swore he saw? Andy didn't believe him. It was in episode 3, or I should say season 3, episode 1 of The Andy Griffith Show. Can you name that man? Opie said he had 12 extra hands and a belt and could make smoke come out of his ears. What was his name? This is an easy question. For the oil change, the book, and the backyard burger, what is it? Plus, we'll put you in the running for the big prize, which is the Joy 620 getaway. All of that coming up as we process calls. Filling up the lines now at Joy 620 WRJZ, and then Jeff and I have a special announcement to make. All right, let's go to Lynn. Hello, Lynn. Are you there?
I'm here.
Lynn, have you qualified for the big getaway yet?
No, I've not. I've been out of town. This is the first day I've been on the radio with you in a couple weeks.
This is an opportunity here. So tell me, Joy 620 WRJZ asking you, what was the name of the man Opie swore he saw up in the trees? Silver hat, 12 extra hands, but Andy didn't believe him at first.
Mr. McBeavy.
Nobody will ever forget. Mr. McBeavy. Hi, Mr. McBeavy here. And sure enough, it was. You're exactly right. Congratulations. You've got the prayer book from Chuck Swindoll, the Bible, I should say the backyard burger, not the Bible, but also a free oil change for Fred's Alignment, and we'll put you in the running for the big drawing taking place next week. Does it sound good?
Sounds great. Many thanks.
Now, Lynn, stay right where you are. Don't go anywhere, as Mr. Dave's got to get some more information from you at Joy 620 WRJZ. For those of you who called and missed out, there's always Monday. See, Jeff, how that works?
Wow.
Hey, I want to go back. Lynn, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Lynn, all right, just as a bonus question, do you know the names of any of Shem, Ham, and Japheth's wives?
Any of their... No. I mean, I should, but I don't. No.
What? I didn't know...
Go ahead.
I didn't know until I started looking through this. First off, I didn't know that Japheth was the oldest.
And Japheth had a son. Do you know who that was?
Who was that? Jeff Joslin. Come on.
Javen.
Javen.
Because that's my youngest son's name.
No.
Really?
Yep. Javen was the son, I think, of the Greek genealogy, I think. And, yeah.
I didn't know that.
So my son Javen.
So I'm working through. You had a little background there.
Well, we didn't want to do Japheth because it's almost like you have a lisp a little bit. So you
and Javen. One of the names was Ariana. Oh. It's almost like the mermaid. Anyway, Lynn, you hang on. Don't go anywhere. Okay.
Thank you.
Dave's going to get that settled up at Joy 620 WRJZ. You'll learn all of these important facts coming up. Now, on August 16th, we're going to show a documentary. How did you come to make this documentary?
Well, after going through football at Carson Newman in the national couple of championships, and I played in the Canadian Football League, worked for FCA for about 9 years, and mm-hmm. worked on staff at a church in Shelbyville.
You had been around, man.
Yeah, and so I left FCA and got into the entertainment industry. Well, the first movie I saw.
I mean, Joslin's a good looking man. He looks like a quarterback. Me, I look like a defensive lineman. He's one of those good looking guys. There's a reason I'm on the radio, Mr. Joslin.
He's got that voice. I got the Clint Eastwood voice.
Make my day.
Yeah, there we go. And so I got into the entertainment industry and I saw this movie, Facing the Giants.
Yeah.
And it was about a coach that his priorities weren't right, and he got his priorities right, and they started winning. I said, "Well, that's Ken Sparks." I said, "I'd like to tell that story."
Mm-hmm.
So I put it in real life. Yeah, I was acting and doing all this stuff, which I still do. But I got into some directing and producing, and I said, "I want to tell that story." And so fast forward, I'd gone to New York and moved to LA, and then went to Orlando, and then I went through a documentary course about how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And said, well, I think that's better to do it a documentary than it was the feature film first. And so in that process, I ended up having a stroke
You had a traumatic experience in your life.
Yeah, my wife had an affair, I had an atrial fib, I lost my speech and my memory.
Man.
And I moved everything of my life, moved to Knoxville so I could be around my mom. I was going to go to L.A. to be around my granddaughter in L.A., and they said, no, we're going to move to Nashville at any time or sometime. And so I said, I'm going to stay in Knoxville. Well, it was in February. Went to the Hall of Fame at Farragut, Hall of Fame dinner, and Barry Mauser was going to be inducted. And I saw a couple of Carson Newman guys, and I said, hey, I think I want to do this documentary. And so there was Mark Isom and a couple of guys, and said, hey, let's do it.
And I've had a conversation with Mark Isom twice this week.
Yep.
What a great guy.
Yeah. And I said, let's do it. So we started in February 2020, and all of a sudden, COVID shut it down.
Yeah.
And so during this process, my son and said, we're moving from L.A. to Nashville. And so I helped them there. And in August, while we were coming over.
Now, is this the son that has your grandkid?
Yep.
All right.
So he's also a musician, and his wife is a director and an editor and actress. And so she said, let's shoot something. I said, here it is. It's ready to go.
You've got it ready.
Yeah.
And he's got a song, by the way.
Yes.
I want to talk more about that a little bit later.
Yeah.
For Joy 620, Jeff Joslin continues with us. The final leg of the, can you believe it's almost over? The final leg of the Bob Bell Show next on Joy 620 WRJZ. 7:45, brought to you by Your Ticket to Travel. Make your travel plans today. You call Vicki and tell her you heard it on Joy 620 and the Bob Bell Show. She will very much appreciate it.
It's time to get to work, school, and play with a smile on your face, knowing who you belong to. The Bob Bell Show.
From Joy 620 WRJZ.
My head and shoulders, knees.
You never heard a children's song sung by Bono. You ain't heard a children's song.
My head.
That's right.
Shoulders, knees, and toes. Knees and toes.
Crank it up, Mr. Producer.
And
I mean, the way it's supposed to go, you know.
My head and shoulders.
All right, here we go, friends. We're going to move real fast. Joslin, we'll see if you can keep up. Now, see, that's the way it's supposed to sound. 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Focus on the Family. Up your way at the top of the hour. They're going to talk specifically at Focus on the Family about discipleship and discipling your kids. What we've been talking about this whole hour is discipleship. Wouldn't you agree?
Right.
You know, for one thing, Coach Sparks did was disciple. I'll never forget, I was representing the radio station, It was just about 7 or 8 years ago. I was down on the sidelines. I got to go down with a pass on the sidelines, and I was talking to some of the players, and then, you know, I kind of watched the game from that perspective. And it was close to Halloween. And so I remember it was a big win for Carson Newman. They just obliterated Wingate that particular day. And I came out on the field with him at the end of the game just to hear his post-game speech to the players. And then he gathered and, you know, they shook hands with the other team. And then he put him down on one knee, and he looked at me and said, "Bob, why don't you pray for us today?" So I prayed for these guys, and I looked at him, and I saw, you know, kind of a picture of myself 40 years ago. And I prayed that God would show himself early, and they would pay attention to who he is early and often. And I was realizing he was discipling these young men, mm-hmm. just like he always has been for 37-plus years. Right. And so I was sitting there, and it was great. And then he gathered around and said, "Now, you know what day we're getting close to?" Talk about Halloween. He said, "I want you messing around with any of those spooky people. Don't be doing that." You know how he talked.
Yeah, yeah.
Just very plain. You know? I thought it was the most beautiful thing I ever heard. And you could hear a bunch of, "Yes, sir. Yes, sir." Because he was telling him, he was also putting a point of emphasis in discipline there too. And I thought that was good. So you went through a stroke, mm-hmm. a divorce, you went through AFib, you recovered well, obviously, and you've had experience in show business. But you felt like you needed to make this happen. And on August 16th, when we go to Providence to see this at 7 o'clock in the evening, what are we going to take away from it?
I'll give you an example. We put our film in a film festival at Topanga, and this was a secular film festival.
At Topanga?
Yeah, Topanga in California. And we were the first one to screen. And so a lot of these people, they don't know Christ, but they saw this film. And a lady, one of the producers of one of the owners of the Topanga Film Festival, uh-huh. she said, "This is not about a football film. This is about changing people's lives." And she took away what Coach Sparks would always tell people, "How's your heart? I'm going to start doing that with people because I need to be changing people's lives." In the way she knew it and understood what she wanted to do, but she got the message. And she knew, just like Coach Sparks at Carson Newman always used to have, it's athletics with a purpose. Well, when I did this documentary, it's entertainment with a purpose.
Entertainment with a purpose.
And so that Coach Sparks always pushed me, and where I am today, it's a platform. If I'm a believer, if I know Christ, then I am in the ministry. No matter where you are living.
It's called the ministry of the saints.
That's right.
Yeah.
And are we going to be a good ambassador for Christ in the way we live it? And the only way to live that is to get in God's word and get God's word into us and then have the mind of Christ. And so we did this documentary. I wanted to do it to honor my coach for what the impact he had in my life, the spark. Because to take away what this documentary will be.
And is that what it's called?
It sparks the Ken Sparks story.
The Ken Sparks story.
And then we're in a process of development of a feature film.
Of a movie.
Yeah.
The real Oz to Goodness movie.
Yep. And it's going to be, it only takes a spark. My son and daughter-in-law are in both of this because my son did the music in the documentary. He's doing the music in the feature film. And my daughter-in-law was.
But he understands this from all the stories you've told.
Yes.
And he's obviously met Coach Sparks before he passed away.
No, never did.
He did not? Okay. So. Yeah. So he's listened to you tell this story.
My son knew him because he was a recruiter.
Gotcha. Not your grandson. Yeah.
So my daughter-in-law was greatly impacted by this story.
Wow.
And so people that will see it, that are looking, how can I make an impact in people's lives? This is a guy that came to know Christ early. And knew that this is what he was supposed to be doing,
yes.
impacting people on the football field, no matter whatever.
For the cause of Christ.
Yeah, for the cause of Christ.
Yeah.
And so, man, we if there's any time that we need to have people living it, keeping the faith, and living it out is what we need to be doing. Mm-hmm. And whatever God's called you to do, if I hadn't had this stroke, I wouldn't have done this documentary.
Isn't that something? How God used this stroke and this traumatic event in your life.
It's Romans 8:28.
Boy, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Jeff, you show great trust. This is not the only time we're going to do this. We're going to gather some of your buds around at some time or another. The Mark Isoms of the world and some of these other people, and we're going to get them on the air, and we're going to have some fun. But we're also going to reminisce. We're going to talk about what a great example he left for us to do so that we can ultimately honor God with the gospel and send the gospel out to everybody who will listen. I just think it's fantastic. So on Tuesday, August 16th, Providence Church in West Knoxville, right there, Lovell Road, we're going to have a special showing. You'll be going onto their website, folks, here in a few days, and you can register for it because space will be limited to, you know, somewhere just north of 400, 480 people. But we're going to get you in there, and I'm going to encourage other coaches to bring some football teams, too. Jeff, I'm just telling you, if I'm a high school football coach, I want my guys to see this. Anyway. Yeah. I think it's fantastic. Wouldn't it be great to have some Farragut kids there?
There will be. Yeah, we actually did some stuff, and then Coach Sparks' the son, Chad Sparks, is the pastor there. So
there you are.
Meet him of what happened in his life. So
I love it. I love it. Jeff, thank you for being with
us
today.
Thank you,
Bob. Man, this is good. We're gonna have more, like I said, to talk about throughout the rest of the days on Joy 620 WRJZ. That's the end of this week's broadcasting. Monday, we'll be back on with Jenny Bushkell, 6 to 8 a.m., in this portion of the Bob Bell Show brought to you by Your Ticket to Travel. Don't forget, a week from today, we'll announce the winner of the great summer getaway to the Ark Encounter and to the Creation Museum. All right here from Joy 620 and Your Ticket to Travel. Until then, go out and do Jesus to someone today.